Monday, Shir Memtas.
We have the braisa of Misha Hoyolo Botim Sodis Vekromim, the Eina Moitzelemocho, Machili Moisei Meiser Oni Ad Mechzo. This is the braisa of Misha Hoyolo Sodis Vekromim, the Eina Moitzelemocho, Machili Moisei Ad Mechzo. The shaila is, what is the pshat in the braisa? Fida Rabbi says later a pshat in the stiras of sukkim of Yoshev l'Rabbi shebeketzer afilu sugu. But the shaila is, what is the pshat in the braisa? Mishohoyo loibotim sodes vekromim ve'einu moitze lemochrom ma'achili moitze maseroni ad mechzo. And we have in the Rishonim four mehalchim to be masbir the Gemara. The Nachlasdovich writes it down very nicely. He makes a sikum of arba shittes arishonim mebiur asugya. There's four drachim how to be masbir the sugya. Four drachim how to be masbir the sugya. And we'll start keseida. Shittes Rashi and Lishnekame. That the pshat in the Gemara mishohoyuloi botim sodis vekromim veinu moitze lemocho ma'achili moitze ma'isroni ad mechzo. Lefi Rashi the pshat is azeh veinu moitze lemocho. The pshat in Rashi is he cannot sell it in the right price. He could only sell it less from 200. Dehainu, lefi Rashi he's a oni. Lefi Rashi he's a oni. Mitzad what he meant, that yesh li batim bekromim besodah yisvein yochol lemochrom ma'achili moisoi ad mechzo. Lefi all of the drachim and lishnekame de Rashi, the pshat he cannot sell it in the right price. He only could sell it less from 200. He can't sell it for 200. B'meile, b'etzem, he's a oni. Now, shtei, ma'achili moisoi ad mechzo. So I'll explain more. Rashi learns he can't sell it for the right price. He could sell it for 100. Dainu, he has batim vekromim in the price of 200, and he can't sell it in the right price. He only could sell it for 100. So be'etzim he's a oni. Yeshli batim vekromim worth 200, and he's not managing to sell it for 200. He's only managing to sell it for 100. So be'etzim he's a oni. Ma'achili moisei ad kedei d'meihem. You give him another 100. These are the words of the braisa, and remember, lishnekame, it stays like this. Now, the leichtkeit to make the seder of the four mehalchim is how to be maimi the case. Lefi Rashi, the first pshat in the case is that yesh lebotim vekromim worth 200, he only could sell it for 100. So now be'etzem, he's a oni. Ma'achili moiso, you give him till 100. Ma'achili moiso, you give him till another 100, till he reaches 200. So he's a oni, and he only gets 100. Avdem freg de gemore mimon efshach. If the prices of the houses went down, so he's a real oni. He only has 100. So give him 1,000. the market went down, so what he has worth is be'etzem worth 100. He's a regular ani. A regular ani could get 1,000. And if the kulman el of the ayaker out of the kulma, we asked yesterday, love dafka ayaker, would mean everyone the prices stayed or even went up. But the day either the ayil v'nofika zuze are zil are. Because he's going in and out, so people realize that he's desperate for money, so the mele they're not giving him. Afilu puta nami lo yleisiv le. Lefi Rashi, the pshat is, so he's not a oni. It's worth 200. Punk him, the oilam knows that he's desperate for money. But if you go to the market, and you don't say Yanka's house, you ask this building how much it's worth, the market is worth now 200. If zol kule alme, a house is worth 100. So he's poor. But if the lo yzol kule alme, everyone is worth 200. So a house is worth 200. Novos, he himself can't sell it. Now he's not a businessman. But how much money he has, what he has is worth 200. This is Shitas Rashi and the Kash of the Gemara. Now, in this shlav, we have to ask the Shaila. In this shlav in the Gemara, we have to ask the Shaila. So the Gemara says again, if the price of everyone went down, he's a regular poor person, it's worth 100. And if the price of everyone did not go down, just his price, so he's not an ani. Shaila is, even if he's not an ani, the Gemara says, I feel a pull to not to give him. And he doesn't have what to eat. Even that he's rich, we give him what to eat. So ain't a chanami, this person. He has 200, but he can't get it. But he can't get it. So while he can't get it, so he says, Evi balabai shoilech mimokim lemokim. That a balabai shoilech mimokim lemokim, and he doesn't have the parnasa. So the halacha is, you have to give him.
Rashi says that it's not called the ani.
Ani is a guy that doesn't have money. He has money, but he doesn't know how to take out his money. He's considered ani. He's not considered ani. That's the shita of Rashi. Rashi shita is, if it's not worth money, he's not ani. If it's worth money, just he doesn't know how to get to his money, he's not called ani. That's the shita of Rashi. Now the shaila is, a guy that cannot get to his money is another halacha. They say in the Peretz called it, it's a takone. A guy is a kohen gets truma. A guy that is Israel doesn't get truma. Kach om roteiro. A guy that is an oni gets money. A guy that is not an oni doesn't get money. He's not an oni. He can't get to his money, but he's not an oni. As a halacha balabai shoilech mimokim lemokim and cannot get, he doesn't have access to his money. His money is in a different country. He doesn't have access to his money. The halacha is you could feed him. So what happened? Why here you can't feed him? He also doesn't have access to his money. And that is three terutzi. One terutz, the Meiri says, klo. Zog the Meiri, a guy that doesn't have access to his money, we have to have rachmanes on him. So even that he doesn't have the halachas of ani, Chazal said, we have to take care of him. But if he's a pisheya, because he didn't look after himself, we don't have to help him. It's not like you have the pshi of Lishne Basre. Again, the shame oni, he's not a oni. Why? Not because he was pshiya, because he has money, Lefirashi. He has money, how much he's worth, he's worth. He can't sell it, but what he has is worth X amount of money, it's worth 200 zuz. But Legabi, the second halacha of Rachmanes, a guy doesn't have. Rachmanes, a person doesn't get it himself. I want to explain, as Yaakov is bad the whole time, what's with Rachmanes? I want to explain to you. First, we don't have such shailas. I'll explain to you. When we take money from the ani and we give this person, we're taking away from the guy that doesn't have what to eat.
He can't sell it.
Next time, be careful. We have real poor people that we have to take care of. We have a Torah. We have to take care of real people. We have to take care of real people. It doesn't go in a cheshbon. Hichat tzedakah doesn't go with richshe aleiv. Hichat tzedakah is a halacha. You can't stam take money. I remember when they made all these kronos of tzedakah for Yosefim v'almanos, Shmir Shabbos was very much against it. So what, you're collecting now money to marry off the kids another 20 years. And someone doesn't have what to eat today. Who lets you al pi halacha to take money for someone for another 20 years? Mashiach will come in 20 years. It's a halacha of chiyuv tzedakah. You're telling a person to put money on the side for another 20 years. If everyone has what to eat now in all the houses of Klal Yisrael, say that. That's it. A lot of people got nishta. Tzedakah doesn't go cheshbon. You don't have to, I said, we don't have to answer the kasha bichlal. It's klolim. He's an osher. But if you ask, Hanamaisi doesn't have what to eat, say that. But there's people that really don't have what to eat. So Hashem gave a schus to the anim to take maaseh ani. Now, it's halachas. Who is called the ani? The guy that is called the ani has a schus to take. The guy that doesn't have ani doesn't have a schus. And Moshe Bichat Tzedok is halachas sus klir kavolo. Someone that was used to. Most shittas hope, but he can't take maaseh ani. Maaseh ani is to the ani. So don't call him. Who gets ani? Rashi learns he's not ani. Why Be'etzim he has 200? You write that he can't get to it because he ran around in the market, so everyone is running away from him. Of a Luyatzul Moshel, he will die and his kids will yashin it. I bet he will sell it for 200. Luyatzul, he will give it over, someone will buy it from 100, and that guy will flip it over, will do it for 500. It's worth the money, but maybe he's not called the Oni. Now we ask him, but is that a loche, that a guy that is not an Oni, a guy that has money in the side, and just is in a different country, and he can't get to his money, we feed him. This guy is not in a different country, he has the money here, because his Islamist guy, he can't get to his money. So also feed him. So the Meiri answers, the reason we don't feed him, because he's a Peshaya. He says, Oni loy havi, shiyesh le mo'osayim zuz. He says, Glo, Oni loy havi, shiyesh le mo'osayim zuz. Vein ma'achili mo'isoi kevin shaposha. A second teretz that is not less than the first teretz. The guy has what to eat. He could sell his house. The guy that is hoylich mimokim lemokim doesn't have money. His house, his money is in America. Now he's in Eretz Yisrael and he doesn't have what to eat. So you're allowed to give him to eat ma'isoi only. What helps that he has a house in America? But he can't eat that house. This person can eat his house. He could sell the house for 100.
What?
We're going now. Now we're the teretz. Now we're going with the teretz that the reason we meichel someone from a different country, lemaisa he doesn't have what to eat, so you have to give him what to eat. Mashein can hear. He has what to eat. He has what to eat. The guy here has what to eat. The mele. You're right. The Maisa, when he will sell his house, he'll become a real army because now he will left with 100. So now we'll give him a lot. Now we'll give him a lot. But we can't give him now food to eat because he has what to eat. And the third Teretz, Zogdrav Leib Malin, and the Divrei Yecheskel, how do you give him what to eat? We're not discussing, when the Gemara says, Afilu puta namiloy leisivle, the Gemara means, it says you could give him till 100. Can't give him till 100. Can't give him 80 also, you can't give him 70. $5 of money you could give him. Breakfast you could give him, supper you could give him. You can't give him, it says you could give him 100, even less than 100 you can't give him. But the Gemara doesn't mean a fool of puta not to give him nothing. So I think all of the three terutz in my head is. And every one of them is right misvore. The Meir is right misvore, Vali was a pesheya. The Meir is a svore not to give him. What? The Gemara is showing him call. We'll see later. The Master of Rashi calls him a Peshaya, right? Masking or not? Shame on the Peshaya. What? Lishne Basra is mechadesh that the Peshaya makes him ois oni, ois osher. Lishne Kama learns Peshaya bilch is oni ve osher is not negea. If you have money, you are osher. If you don't have money, you are oni. This person is called a osher. He doesn't know that the Peshaya makes him a oni or makes him a osher. The Shnekama didn't go into that lumpus. The Mele, he holds, if Zoyl de Kula Alme, he's an Ani. If not Zoyl de Kula Alme, he's an Osh. How much you give? How much you eat? Breakfast, supper. Das ist klar. Das ist klar. Now we had a kasha. Rashi learned that he's a oshir. Lishmikam learned that he's a oshir. Weil be'etzem it's worth money. So maybe you gemara says afilu purta nami lo leisem lei. We came with a kasha. Vos mi da aloche. Vo ilech mi mokim le mokim. And then we answer three terutzi. And for the gemara. Aber steht ad mechza. And for the gemara. Lo tzriche. He has a karka again. Lefi Rashi is alemol. He has a karka that is worth 200. And now it's worth 100. We have to remember, if lishnekame, it stays the case. A karka that is worth 200, and now it's worth 100. Just not because zolku le'alme, and not because nofik ve'ozir azuze. Why it's like that? The case is that b'yemei Nisan, the karka is worth 200. B'yemei Tishrei, the karka is worth 100. B'meile, we're talking now that he's holding B'yemei Tishrei. His karka is worth 100. But B'yemei Nisan, it will be worth 200. B'yemei Nisan, it will be worth 200. Rav Nochem said that Rabbi Nish added Loshon HaGemara. The Gemara says, the B'yemei Nisan Yekira Arte, and B'yemei Tishrei Zil Arte. The Kule Alme Natria Nisan Umezabne. Everyone waits to Chodesh Nisan. True, everyone waits to Chodesh Nisan. So while everyone waits to Chodesh Nisan, so the price is Chodesh Nisan. So Rav Nochem was Medai. Lu Yitzuya LeMashal, people don't wait to Chodesh Nisan. Even though we know that in 4 months the market is going up, the price is now. Only because in Karkoes, everyone sells Karkoes b'chodesh Nisan. That is the time that people sell. I think Rav Nochem said once a marshal, he said, I was like, a guy wakes up 3 o'clock in the morning and wants to sell his house. Some people find 5 people that will give him $2, yeah? So now he's worth $2? No, tomorrow morning, go to the agency and we'll find you someone. So this is about it. That is the pshat. The price is when people sell. It's not that I have to sell now. Everyone sells houses b'chodesh Nisan. So the price is b'etzem chodesh Nisan. This is the reason, even that the price now is 100, and everyone's is the price 100 of a violin chodesh Nisan, and to be worth 200, he doesn't have a shame of a honey. This chelik is the easy chelik of Rashi. So don't give him if garnished. So afilu purta don't give him. Afilu purta don't give him. Zogt Rashi, but you know why purta you give him? You know why purta you give him? Because lemaisa now it's worth 100. What is the pshat? Mimon pshach. If the price is lefi chodesh Nisan, so he's rich, so don't give him nothing. And if the price is the fee now, so give him elef. What is the terrace of the Gemara? Really, what is the terrace of the Gemara? What is the terrace of the Gemara? First he said, if Zol Kula Alme is poor. Terrace is not. It's Zol Kula Alme, but while for sure in Nisan the price goes up, he's not poor. So Rashi is Osher. Say that? So we understand the answer why you don't give him elef. He's Osher, he's not Oni. Say that? He's an usher and he's not an oni, so don't give him at all. So Rashi answers. Hilkach oni lo yavi deito shove elef dina hoil bi yemei nisan shove iskake mosai veoshir lo yavi hoil velikule al menami lo yavi shavin hashto mosai hilkach mashlimim lo yad mosai vahaynu mechtz. So this is the shvere pshat and the lishnekam of Rashi. Everything is glad, chutz from this chelek that is not so glad. So the Divrei Yecheskel and Rebbe Leib Malin learned that you give him midin oni ha'ivam mimokim lemokim. And here he's not a pesher. So be'etzem he's a oshir because we go lefi the tomorrow. Chodesh Nisan is we going lefi the tomorrow because everyone waits till tomorrow, so he has 200. So, but why you give him? Because midin oni ha'ivam mimokim lemokim. What is the Loshon Ad Mechtza? So they give Eitzes. Some say Lav Davka. Some say Pshat. If he needs so much, a big meal of mechza, so the meal that he gave him, it, he became a usher. But it's very shver, because we said other two terutzim before, Lemaisi has a karka. You're right that he's not a pesheya. You're right that he's not a pesheya. But he's not starving, he has a karka, he can sell. And now we don't know that a person doesn't have to sell cheaper from the price. Chulish Nekame didn't go into these cheshbonos.
It's not mashma.
So Reb Nochem said a zapshat. Reb Nochem said, lefi devot that we said yesterday. We said when someone is poor, you can't give him a million. You give him a thousand. What is a thousand? Pshat, a thousand. Some say that. Pshat is, you give him all of his needs. Slok is to give a person his need, not over his need. How much is the need of a person? Could be for 5 years. Well, when someone has 200, he doesn't have a din of ani. Someone has 200, he doesn't have a din of ani. So if he doesn't have 200, you could give him even 1,000. Why balabai sahoylech mimokim lemokim, you give him food? The mice is rich. But the Torah says, clappy food, he's poor. Clappy rich or poor, he's rich. Clappy life, he's rich. He has money. Clappy b'metzias, he doesn't have what to eat. So we could give him what he needs to eat. B'yemei tishrei, I'm rich. But the mice, clappy my metzias now, I'm missing 100 to be the rich. Clapping the tzrochim of my life, I have 1,000. Of a clapping my matzav now, I'm missing 100 to become rich. So every oni, we don't say he's missing 100 to be rich. Because his tzrochim now are everything what he needs. This person has a din of rich. Like you could give someone to eat what he needs to eat in the meantime, what he's missing to the Shem Ashiris, we could give him 100. This is the way Reb Nochem was Maimi the Rashi. One option. Mikol Makoy. Lefi Lishnekame de Rashi. So the Pshat in the Braisa is Mishiesh Le Batim Vesodos. He has worth 200 that now is worth 100. And the Gemara is Maimin it Bimei Tishrei. Bemele, it's really worth 200. Aber Lemaisen, Bemele, he's a Oshir. Aber Lemaisen now he can't use it. He's only worth 100. So Zahalocha Yumashkim 100. Lefi this lishnekame, the Chasdovit speaks it out clear. Hemshecha gemore is glad. Omar Abaye, if this is the pshat, I would learn the same thing in Ezekiel. What is the pshat? I will learn the same thing in Ezekiel. The halacha is a person has idis v'beinonis. In Tishrei. He has idis v'beinonis in Tishrei. If the guy comes to mom, you have to give him lefi the price of Tishrei. So it means you give him an idis that is worth 200 and the price of 100. You mazik him 100. He has a right to get an idis. Why has a right to get the idis? I and Nisan to be worth double, but you need to pay me now. If you would pay me now cash, how much money you would give me? No, how much money you would give me? 100. If you would give me now cash, you would give me 100. You want to give me a karka, you have to give me a karka that could make 100. You're right that in Chodesh Nisan it could make 200, but I need now. You have to pay me now. You broke my window now. I need to fix my window now. So Val, you broke my window now, and I need to fix my window now. So you write that in Chodesh Nisan it'll be worth 200. I want now 100. So Memele, you give me the Idis Lefi now. But if the Nizik is asking for Beinonis, Zokt Rashi Azim. Me'ikar Adin, the Nizik has a right to ask for Beinonis. And this we'll see later. This is the Sugya Alein. the second chelik of the sugya later, the nizek has a right to ask for beinonis. If he has a right for edis, he has a right for beinonis. So if he has a right to ask for beinonis, again, I have to give him the beinonis lefi now. Nischadesh in the posuk of Yoshiv l'rabbi shel bekesef kekesef, that I could tell him, if you want edis, I have to give you lefi the price of now. But if you want beinonis, I will give you lefi the price of chodesh nisan. I know you will get a small piece of land that eventually will be worth more. Now I want to be masbir. This is the get of the whole sugya. It's not a tnai in choshen mishpat. I don't have to give you this one. If you want it, in condition that you will jump. If you want this, get a little piece. This will you get. No, you have a right to manda beinonis. And the gzeras hakosuf says you're right that you have a right to manda beinonis. But I could tell you, I will give you the price of Nissan. Why? Zokta bayaze. Without the yesoid of the sugya, that the real price is tomorrow, you can't tell me I'll give you the price of Nissan. It's worth 100. While we're mechadish in the sugya, that behetzem it's worth 200. Just in Hilchis Bobekame, you have a right to ask for a payment now, and now it's worth 100, so you have a right to ask for a payment now. You have a right to ask for a payment now. Bichis Bobekami, you have a right to ask for the payment now. So you get Edis 100, even that the Nisan to be worth 200. So if the Hezek is 100, I have to give it for the price of now. But when you're asking for Beinonis, Misvore, I would also have to give you a Beinonis that is worth now 100, even that the Nisan will be worth 200. The Yoshiv l'Rabbi Shove Kesef is Mechadesh. I could give you Lefi Yoshiv l'Rabbi Shove Kesef Lefi the Shavias. The Shavias is 200. You're right that the price is really 200. So if you want it now, and Be'etzim you have a schus for now, I have to give you Lefi the price of now, and that is 100. So I give you Edis that is worth 100 now, Be'etzim that is worth 100 now. Is Nischadesh in the Gzeras HaKosuv with Yoshiv? That I, if you want shaloi kedincha, if you want the beinonis, I could give you the price of chodesh nisan. But again, without the tzushto to the sugya that nisan is the real price, even not the gzeras hakosuv, I can't tell you I will give you lefi chodesh nisan. I have to pay you. I have to pay you. So val, I have to pay you. Val, I have to pay you. And now the price is worth 100. So what if tomorrow to be worth much more? So again, legabe anius, it's called that I have 200. This land is called 200. Becoming when I have to pay, I pay lefida now. And when I pay lefida now, now it's worth 100. And it's also beninis I would have to pay lefida now. Aber der Gzeras HaKosuv of Yoshiv, alle, the Shavikosuv Kekesef, what is the getter of the Gzeras HaKosuv of Yoshiv? The getter of the Gzeras HaKosuv of Yoshiv, the Rabbi Shavikosuv, that in the Beinonis I could give you lefi the Shavias, and the real Shavias is Chodesh Nisan. So the Nachlas David says in one word, the tzushtel of the Gemara is not stam a case that something is worth tomorrow more. Stam technical. What? Tishrei is worth less and Nisan is worth more. For that you don't go to the Braise. You go to the market. You find out prices. We're taking out from the Braise that Be'etzem the real price is tomorrow. So could be a Gzeras HaKosuv that if you want Beinonis, I will pay you Lefi tomorrow. Again, that needs no chlomdis. But again, it's not stomach zera sakosu, take beinonis like tomorrow. If the price today is not the real price of tomorrow, I would have to give you even in beinonis, the zera sakosu cannot say, pay lefi tomorrow. Why lefi tomorrow? Maybe lefi another 20 years. But while the price is tomorrow, so again, without the zera sakosu, we have to remember, this is the akdoma to the sugi, that without the zera sakosu, the prices tomorrow. The price be'etzim is tomorrow, I'm sorry, but the schus gviya is lefi today. Even if the price is tomorrow. This is the yesoid of Abaya, that this be'etzim, the yesoid of the sugya, and we will start to learn tomorrow the sugya of Yukir Delekameh. The price is tomorrow, but the schus gviya is today. And I take lefi the schus gviya of today. Only in Beinonis, as the Gzeres HaKosuv, Vay, your Iker Dinas Beidis, if you want Beinonis, I'm telling you, I will give you the price of tomorrow, because this is really the price. But not stand that I will overcharge you. As Eitanach Las David is Mesakim Lishne Kamed Rashi, it's glad. Now we'll go to Lishne Basre of Rashi. Lishne Basre of Rashi, and again, to remember that Gaden and Tesis, the two Lishnas also are the same B'yesoidei. Lishne Basre of Rashi learns the price never drops. Mishi Yeshloi Batim, he has houses worth millions, and he can't sell it at the right price, he could sell it only 50% of the price. But even after selling it at 50% of the price, he has hundreds of hundreds. He's an Oishel. We're not talking about an Oni, we're talking a regular Oishel. Mishi Yeshloi Batim, Sodis Vekromim. He's an Oishel. And steht in the price, while he can't sell it, he's allowed to take Meiser. This is what the price said. While he can't sell it, he's allowed to take Meiser. And the Gemara is trying to figure out what is the case. Now, to add before again, remembering it and having it close, a guy has Gotim Ksodis Vekromim and he can't sell it, he's allowed to take Meiser. Till when? Till he could sell it half price. If he could sell it half price, he cannot take Meiser. So half price doesn't mean like the first Pshat in Rashi, he could take 100. We're not talking the amount of money that he's taking. The Braisa is talking about the selling. Mi sheyesh lo batim, he could sell it and he can't sell it, he's allowed to take Meiser. Till he could sell it and 50%. When he could sell it in 50%, he's not allowed to take Meiser. This is the Amodas HaBraisa. Mi sheyesh lo batim, and he could sell it. And he can't sell it, he's allowed to take Meisel till he could sell it in 50%. When he could sell it in 50%, he has to sell it in 50%, and he's not allowed to take Meisel. Not allowed to take Meisel.
Why can't he sell it?
What?
Why can't he sell it?
What do you mean? Force him to sell it.
What's the
reason he can't sell it? No one wants to buy it. So now what's the sugya? Zog de Gemore, hey Chedomi, if he can't sell it, because the market crashed, because everyone went down. Zogt Rashi, he's not mechuyev to sell it, even if he could sell it in 50%. If the price dropped, he's not mechuyev to sell, and he's allowed to take Meiser. Why? Zogt Rashi, if everyone's price went down, so it's not his fault that the price went down. It's a makas medina. So Chazal, as Isaac Rabbi Luperetz, Chazal hot Rachmones, and they made a takone, they don't want people to lose money. It's a chidush. And they let you to eat for Meiser. It's a mot nezach. Your house is worth a million. You could sell it now for 700,000. Everyone's houses went down 30%. While it's a makas medina, we don't want you to lose money. So we let you to eat Meiser. Some people have money, they don't eat Meiser. People have money. Only the ones that don't have no cash left in the house. And the only thing is, if they will sell the apartment, and the apartment is 30% off the price, so Chazal had Rachmonis. Everyone else is living normally. Only the people that don't have how to live, and the only thing that they have is a piece of property, and if they will sell that piece of karka, they will lose 30%. So that's the cash of the Gemara. So again, the price is said that if you cannot sell it over a half, you have to sell it for 49% for what it's worth, you're allowed to eat Meiser. Frank the Gemara, if the prices went down by everyone, Meiser is stomach temporarily, Zog the Rishonim, not that it went down forever. But it's a Makas Medina, so you don't have to sell it even in a loss of 30. And if the prices of no one went down, and your price went down because you were not careful, so even if it went down 60%, sell it. You're a Pesheya. Sell it, and how much you'll have? You'll have millions. We're not talking on the Oni. The Firashi, the second Malach, the guy was the Oshir and he stays the Oshir. Even that he can't sell it, and the price that he could sell it now, it's worth money. It's worth the Shavius. He didn't lose the money. It's worth the money. Now the Pshat is, Mishi Yesh Libatim Ve'enu Yochel Emochom Bidmeyem. So if he could sell it more from 50%, he has to sell and he can't eat. Less from 50%, he's not required to sell it. Frank the Gemara, the man of Shach. If the prices of everyone went down, a filu tuve, Zalt Rashi, what a filu tuve? If not given tzedakah, even if you could sell it over 50%, 70%, the Ainu will only lose 30%, Makis Medina, he doesn't have to lose. And if the case is that the prices of Bichlal didn't go down, only his went down, even if he has to sell it for 60% off, 70% off, of a let him sell, is a pesha. He's a pesha. It's his problem. About the Luyutsu, when he was selling to be left a shekel, that he's a honey. So even if it's a pesha, if he's Rashi, Rashi never learns that if a guy is a pesha, he doesn't become a honey. Rashi only says, this guy, Be'etzim Belomdus, is not a honey. He has. So Be'etzim, don't have achmonis on him. Some people are starving. Some people are starving here. While some people are starving here, I don't want to lose my money. So say thank you, Hashem gave you money for a lot of years. Now, don't be rich. Chazal et Rachmonis, that the guy doesn't have to lose. Avdem leont Rashi, what the guy doesn't have to lose is only when he's not a pesheya. So then even the 30% doesn't have to lose. But if he's a pesheya, he has to lose. But Ravade, lu yitzuya, this pesheya caused him to be oni, like we mentioned yesterday, the Gemara in Gittin, Dapyut Beis, Iboye mafkir nisse ve'avele oni, Avada he gets. Rashi doesn't like this pshat. Now, the problem with Rashi is, he stopped. He doesn't like it, he left it. He doesn't finish what is the answer of the Gemara. Rashi left in the middle. And for the Gemara, Chodesh Nisan, what happens in Chodesh Nisan? Where's the Rashi? What is the Hemshach Gemara? Rashi doesn't help us, the Lishne Bachrine, how to finish the Gemara. He says, the Tfais Lashon Rishon, I don't like it. Finish. We have the Talmid HaRashba VeHarosh. The Talmid HaRashba VeHarosh, Talmid HaRashba VeHarosh, he learns a little bit different from Rashi in the Sugya, Al Derech HaLishne Basre. But he finishes the Hemshech HaGemore. And he says like this. And for the Gemore, we're talking, he has a lot of houses, and the price went down. Why the price went down? Because it's Tishrei. Now, he doesn't have cash. He has houses that are worth a million. And Tishrei, they're worth 50%. So we tell him, the Tishrei, we tell him, you have to sell it. Till Mechza. If the price is down till Mechza, you have to sell them. It's not a Makas Medina. It normally happens. So he learns Pshat in the Teretz of the Gemara. If the price went down, because it's Tishrei Dainu, you have a house worth a million, you don't have cash more to eat. So normally sell your house. It's Chodesh Tishrei, so we tell you like this. If the prices now are under 50%, you could eat. If the prices are till 50%, you have to sell. So how you read the Braise? You read the Braise like this. Well, the Gilsa Shneer. Ve'omar Marlo, l'nitzach ha'di b'yom nisan yekiri arte, ve'lefi sh'yesh shehus l'lekeach, b'yom ha'i tishren, ve'iyu ho'il ve'itzach lezu ze hashte, zo b'in kede hashto, ad pal ge'urche le'meizal, yesh lo'i limkor b'domim shel ha'achshov, ve'lo'i yitel ma'isar. אף אגב דקול אלמן אטרי עד ניסו תפי לב אורחי למיזול ויש לנו ליטלויס כבני שיועדים כי עוני הוא ומתוך שאין שער בניות המויכים עד ניסו אין הדבר ידוע נוכל כמה דמיים של אחשו לפי חוך ים דינן שאם צוחצי דמיים של ניסו ובתוך כך מאכיל עם מויסוי מייסר עוני כן נראה לא, מאכיל עם מויסוי מייסר עוני יש לנו ליטלו שעוני No, it only means that he needs the money.
He has no...
He's Nofik Azuzah. People think that he's desperate. So, again, first Bepshat. We're staying the whole time, the guy has money, and he cannot sell it at the price, but it's vital worth. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, if he cannot sell it because everyone is going down at Samakas Medina, don't force him to sell, let him take my Zeroni. Even if it's over 50%. And you could sell it for 70. And if it's only his, even if you could sell it for 40, he has to sell it. The answer is, it's not a Makas Medina. But it's not because of him. The man until 50, he has to sell it. More than 50, he doesn't have to sell it. Till here, it's glad. זוג דנחלס דוד אלו שלפירוש זה לא יזוכיסי להובין. What Abaye is ממשיך? זוג דאבאיה. The person comes to the guy and says, if you pay me Yidis, I'll give you like now. If you want Yidis, take like now. If you want Beinis, I'll give you like Chodesh Nisan. What he found in the Braise? What he found in the Braise? That the prices change? This you could go to the market. Bishleim elefi the first pshat, we found that Be'etzem, Nisan is the real price. Just a mazik has a right for now. And Beinin is the Teira said, you have lefi the Shove Kesef. אבל לפי דלישנה בסרה, זוג דנחלס דוד, לפי דלישנה בסרה, where you found in the price something. Abaye wants to say a chiddush, and this is the, we'll learn that tomorrow, the sugi of yukir delikameh. If you want the money, Yidis, I'll give you like now, you have a right, even that tomorrow will be worth more. If you want Beinonis, I have a schus to give you lefi the price of tomorrow. Stam, I can't give it a few the price of tomorrow. We explain below this, because be'etzem the price is nisan. The filish the kamer, it's very gishmak. But the filish the basra the rashi, zog the nachlas David. He shlugs, he says, mekoyach that, it's a mistake. But we have to learn pshat. What? No, what Abaye bought? Abaye said, Yidis is kedahashto, bein Yidis is like tomorrow. Abaye is not a pora adumo, we said. It's not a gzeres hakosu. Val Nisan is the real price. No, no, but still everyone doesn't understand, so why I have a right to be allowed to ask like now? Teres is, Val, I have a schus to get my money now, I can ask like now. And Benin is, the Teres, without the Teres, I would also have a right to ask like now. The Teres Mechadish, I have to ask like tomorrow. Abaye could say this Teres, it's a very nice Teres. What he found in the Braise that says it. Avush state in the Braise that the Nisan is the price of today. The Braise didn't say that Nisan is the price of today. The Braise only said, if he could sell it for 50%, he has to sell it. More for 50%, he doesn't have to sell it. More for 50%, he doesn't have to sell it. What? From Nisan. What? Because people sell it. You're right, because people sell it then. What? People sell it in Chodesh Nisan, so the derech is that in Tishrei it's worth 50% less. But again, Avush stated that the price today is the price of Nisan. Chetzi is, because the Gemara says the derech of the price is to go down to Chetzi. But that the price today is worth lefi Nisan, mechates. Lefi the first mehalach, we explain. Because David explains. We say that he's a Oshir. Why is the Oshir? Because he has 200 tomorrow. So state Lomdis in the Braise. That how much money the guy has, he has price of Nisan. So when I pay you now, I'm paying you price of Nisan. For the first Lishne, it's Mamish, does it Yisoy? I'm paying you the price of Nisan. So Tabaye, you're right, in Bobikama I have a right, I need cash. But if you want something else, we go lefi the lomdus how much it's worth. But lefi mishne basre doesn't say that it's worth the price of tomorrow.
Because if you go less than half, you can take from
here. But lefi mishne basre, it doesn't say that the price is worth how much it's worth tomorrow. Da steht nicht that the price is how much it's worth tomorrow. What steht in Lishne Basra? Lishne Basra said that I have money, I'm a Oshir. I'm not only, I'm a Oshir, I have millions. If the price went down over 50, Mir Trachmonis on me, I don't have to sell it. If the price went down till 50, I have to sell it now. And no one has Rachmonis. Until 50, no one has Rachmonis. I have to sell it now. Over 50, normally it doesn't go down so much, so I don't have to sell it. So Avush state that in Chodesh Tishrei the price is Nisan. State that I'm mechuyev to sell it lefi the price of now. Where we found in Lishne Basre, we didn't find nowhere in Lishne Basre that the price of Nisan is the one that is kiver the price. There's no Rashi. There's no Rashi. Rashi really stopped to explain Lishne Basra in the middle of the way. Rashi stopped to explain Lishne Basra. We needed to come to Talmid HaRashba to know how to read the end of the Gemara. So I'm looking for Rashi. You bring me Rashi for Lishne Kama? You're bringing Rashi and Lishne Kama and Lishne Basra. And no. No, it's dark. It's dark. It's dark. What are the shaykhs? So what? It doesn't help. So we have to find where in Lishne Basra we found the Londis of Abaye. Will of Lishne Basra be found the Lomdus of Abaye? Because the Lomdus of Abaye has to go Sayle Lishne Kame, Sayle Lishne Basra. The Lomdus has to be that the price of tomorrow is the price. This is the Amodas Asugye, Sayle Lishne Kame, Sayle Lishne Basra. Sayle Lishne Kame, Sayle Lishne Basra. Maybe it's the roots of... And Amis Geres, the Nachlas David says, Tzorich Irun V'Tosu. And Nachlas David is inside, he says, Imam, she's maming all the shittas. Now, we have two more shittas and tesfas. Now, the two shittas and tesfas are be'etzem similar to the Lishne Kame of Rashi and to the Lishne Basra of Rashi. Then the Marshal and Nachlas David explain. Just put a little bit shinuyim. The Lishne Kamev Teisves is going al derech Rashi that he's the Oni. The Rif, what the Teisves is going, is al derech the Lishne Basra of Rashi that he's the Oshi. And we'll start with the Teisves. Ida ayakir arse afilu purte nami lo lisfile. Af al gav shinu moitze lekabel aneim osayim zuz. So he's the Oni. So the Gemara says, so Rashi learns Pshat that he's not the only why, because Be'etzim it's worth money. Rashi learned Lishne Kame, Ida Yaker Kula Almen, only his dropped in price, he's Bechefza Oshim. The Melech he can get, yes, it must be the Tzveite Aloche. Tesis is Cholek and Rashi and this Cholek. And Tesis says the reason the Gemara says that he doesn't get, not because he's Oshim. לפי שגורם לעצמי ופושה דלוי הווה לי למייל ומפה כזוזה. אבל אם לא פושה, אפילו שווה יויסם ועושה עם זוז, יוכלית אל קוידים שאיקו בפוחס משווה. So this is in Lishne Kame is learning like Rashi, but he's choylek and Rashi and two zachar. He's learning that the pshad mishiyesh loy batim and he can't sell it, and it lost the price and it's worth nothing. Zog de gemore le Lishne Kame. If everyone else dropped, he's a regular Oni. If only his dropped, Zog Teisves, the Mele, even if the Maise now, he's a Oni, he doesn't get money. Why? So Rashi learned, if only his dropped, he's a Oshi. Teisves says, no, he's not a Oni. Because he caused it. We had a starke kasha from the Gemara and Gittin. I don't know an answer. I heard Teres, I don't know an answer. The Gemara and Gittin state that if a person is mafkin and chosav and he becomes a oni, so why this person is not a oni? I heard Teres, nothing was misiyash of alalev. There's a lot of Teres. The Maisi has money. I can't explain them even. I can't even say them all. Again, it's a pellet. But Tesis is Cholek and Rashi, the guy is poor. Zog the Gemara, if everyone is poor, he's a real poor. And if no one else is poor, so he's not even, so Lefi Rashi is not poor because he's worth money. Just book by him, no one buys. Oh, but how much is worth? His property is worth 200. Tesis, no, he's not worth it because the minds of people are not buying, he's poor. Oh, but it's his fault that he's poor. Tesis adds a line in Lishne Kame that if everyone else dropped, he's allowed to take Maiser, not only if everyone dropped and now he has less from 200. if everyone dropped, even if it's worth more from 200, he's allowed to take Maisel. Why? Because we're not mechayev him to sell. Zogar ben Peretz, but not to take real Maisel. Only to take food. So he can take a filu elef. So it starts like this. If the prices went down under 200, he's poor, he could take elef. If no one else's went down and only his went down, he's not poor at all, he can't take nothing. And if everyone went down, but it's worth 200, he's not mechuyev to sell. But he can take how much he wants. He will only could take how much? This is the reason Reb Leib Malin doesn't like this pshat in Tesis. I'm not saying his pshat, we're learning this way in Tesis. But Reb Leib Malin says, it comes out something strange. If everyone drops and worth less than 200, he's a real oni. If he's the only one that dropped, he's not an oni at all. And then Tesis adds, אבל אם לפושע אפילו שובס יויסר מוסיים, יוכל ליטו אל קוידם שאים קורפורס משוב יום, because we're not מחייב him to sell less than the price. Oh, but he's not a real only then. לכו עדן, he only could take, כי only העיבר ממוקם למוקם. In the beginning, when we started to sing, we said that everyone dropped, the pshat is that everyone is poor, אפילו פורט, אפילו טוב ונעמי, means he could take how much? Even 1,000. And if his dropped, he can't take nothing. And now you're telling me, and if everyone dropped, even if it's worth more than 200, he's allowed to take before he sells it. Here it's only kashir ha'ivam imakim lemakim. It's not mashma. I mean, the first line means that he could take everything.
In Leib Pasha, it's not going to have a case where it's only his job, but it wasn't his chef.
I have in Leib Pasha.
Which case? Maybe everyone's up and his
is up. Lamashane. Aber Shabbos Yosef Mosayim is a aloche. When a person so comes out, we have three steps. If everything dropped less from 200 and he's not posha, he's a oni. If he's posha, he's a osher completely. And if he's loy posha, even if it's worth 200, he's weiter allowed to take. If you see Rabbeinu Peretz speaks it out mamish lehedya hazay. Rabbeinu Peretz speaks it out lehedya. This is Shitas Teisvus. The Maharsho says, "Hukmoya lishnekame shel Rashi im shinuim." It's like the lishnekame of Rashi. Dahinu, when I call it like the lishnekame of Rashi, we mean poor. The Rav Alfas meforesh like Rashi, like lishne basre of Rashi. What is Rav Alfas meforesh like lishne basre de Rashi? The guy has a hundreds. And he can't sell it half of the price, and it's weiter worth money, and he's weiter Rashi. Just put fakir from Rashi. Ledile. Ad mechzo, again, doesn't mean how much he's taking, ad mechzo means he sells it till 50% of the price. Ad sheyimtzo shikno isu mechol hapochis bechotzi dmeir. Vegersinen basarochi, put fakir from Rashi. Ilay me dezal are de kulan me dedei nami zal badayu afilu pote nami lo lisfilei afilu huz de kolkar she afilu amechzo lo yitnu loy lo lisfilei kevin dezal are de kulan me beshoves mo saim zus is this really pum fakar from Rashi? He had worth millions, now it's worth 200. Frag de gemara, if everyone's price went down, Why to say Marcus Medina? No reason to say Marcus Medina. Fuck up. He had something that is worth 1,000. Now it's worth 200. So sell it. Rashi said, while everyone's price went down, it's called a Marcus Medina. The refold is not Marcus Medina. If the price of everyone went down, so yesterday you were a millionaire, now you only have 200. Sell it, but don't take Maisa. So the male Frank de Gmore, even if you could sell it for 10%, you would have to sell it. פיידיגמור אל אלו קייבן זר עד לכולם ושעוד מנוסיים אב לפי הזוי אלו דהייקר כולה אלמה אפילו תאמן אבל יספילי פקר אפילו מויצה שייתנו תפי ליספילי עד שימצא למוחר בשוב יום because if only his went down ספוק פקר not that it is פשיר so פקר so the price is really more it's called a loss so לפי רב אלפס לפשט הזה מי שיש לו איבטים and now it's worth less. If everyone went down, so now it's worth less. So sell it. I want it one day to be worth more. We now have to try to help you to invest. You're not a poor person. Sell it and don't take my son. If everyone stayed expensive and only yours went down, so it's not the pshat we're giving you money to invest for tomorrow. It means that the price is worth much more. Just you, because you're stuck with money, people taking advantage. Chazal have a takana to help you, you're not mechuyev to sell, and you're allowed to take ma'isa. So it comes out that be'etzim, it's four mehalchim, but it's shtayim she'em achas. The first pshat in Rashi and Thesis is learning, Mishi yesh lo ibatim, and he can't sell it and less from two, only less from 200. Noistim le'ad mechzo means, he could sell 200 in a price of 100. Noisim loy money 100. More asking, more answers. Lefida lishne basre of Rashi and the Rif, Mishi yesh loy batim million, and he could sell it for 500. Noisim loy ad mechzo. If he could sell it less than 50, he's allowed to get ma'isa. If he could sell it in the price of 50, we stop to give him ma'isa. So. Noisim loy ad mechzo lefi Rashi and lishnekam and Tesis means how much you give him till 50%. I knew 100. And lefi lishne basre, noisim loy ad mechzo doesn't mean how much money you give him. Noisim loy tzedake. Now how much tzedake you give him? Kimosan ha'olech mimokim lemokim. You don't give him everything. You give him ha'olech mimokim lemokim. How much money you give him? You give him ad mechzo. This is the first chelik of the sugya. Now, the second chelik, and here be'etzel, we're going back to Babi Kama, is the chiddush of Abaye. And it's two parts. It's one part, Taki, where Abaye saw it. But here we have to start to learn what is the chiddush of Abaye. That I have a schus to be goy ve'idis like now, and I have be'etzel misvore a schus to be goy ve'beninis like now, and the Gzeres HaKosuv is telling me that if I want Beinanis, then I will give you Kiyukri de Lekamei. And the Gemara slugs that up. And the Gemara says that it's not true. While he has a schus for Idis, has to be that a schus and Beinanis is exactly the same, and he could take Beinanis Kinehashtar. And the Gemara is not Mekabel, even that the Pasuk could say it. אם כן הוא ראה אותו כוי חוי, את כן איזיין איבן פשעת את הפוסוק, שאם כן הוא ראה אותו כוי חוי. זאת אומרת, תמרו, we'll start הבאים.